Part two.
All right, we're back from intermission.
Are we back? Are we
yeah, recording? We're back. We're recording now. Asshole. Okay, so back to the show of Tim Burton. Tim Burton?
Where did we leave off?
At intermission.
Intermission.
Were we talking about Pirates of the Caribbean,
nope,
right?
No, Port.
Right. Shut up.
I actually like that movie. Fear and Loathing. Have you seen Fear and Loathing?
Parts of it.
All right, so the next song that they played for, you know, Danny Elfman's music
is Fear and Loathing.
No.
Las
was
Vegas.
Planet of the Apes. I don't even remember this music. Do you remember this music at all?
I really like the movie.
Get the hell out.
You know what Planet of the Apes means to me?
What?
What's that movie theater in Dallas that you can eat and drink, like you can have dinner?
I don't remember.
Back in the day with art.
I do remember, but I don't remember the name.
Maybe like on Bell. I don't know. It was one of those. It was the first time, Michelle, that's like, it's a movie theater, but then you can have dinner at the movie theater.
Yeah,
so it was my first
like
experience
a table
there.
And
yeah.
Waitresses
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's like Apple.
I saw Rush Hour 2 there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Planet of the Apes there.
What?
Yep.
Who are you with?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
No. Who was it?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Was it Genevieve?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe my mom. Maybe like the family.
What?
It was like Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. All right. So
yep.
Do you remember the music of Planet of the Apes? Like mm-hmm. I couldn't remember it when it played.
Oh yeah. I thought it's awesome. Oh. I love Planet of the Apes music.
I love Planet of the Apes music.
Michelle, have you seen this movie?
No.
Okay. So
Michelle.
Horace.
Don't even ask.
What do you think of the movie, Horace? What do you think of the movie?
I like the movie.
All right, next movie. Tim Burton's Corpse Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the music first. Horse.
That one, you know what? I didn't like the movie, so I don't really remember the music.
The music sucked.
I didn't enjoy it. It felt like it was somewhere Nightmare Before. Old Danny Elfman.
It was like a Danny Elfman impersonator trying to
again,
do
maybe,
Danny
but it was just old music just reused.
What do you think of the music for Corpse Bride?
Do you remember? Have you seen it?
She's seen it.
I have seen the film, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't memorable.
But I was trying to remember from this evening what they played.
They played that one song. I think it's the one that when they go into like the sewers or wherever they live.
Mm.
I don't know. Like I remember it in the movie, but again,
it's a bad movie.
Like, I remember Before Christmas, movie. I can tell you songs.
It doesn't stand out.
Corpse Bride, I was like, eh.
I mean, the movie kind of sucked. There was only one song I enjoyed, which was the piano song, the piano solo, and they played the piano solo tonight.
It was
nice.
But again,
like
it's just, but that's it. You're just kind of like, oh, I kind of like that piano thing.
Next movie, Dark Shadows. Did you see the movie Dark Shadows?
I finally saw it.
The music was totally like,
I can't remember
a cliche. The music was a cliche of any kind of other movie.
I can't remember the music at all. I just,
it was okay. It was a cute movie.
But again, it was free. I was home, stoned, done.
Dark Shadows. You've seen it, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I've seen the whole thing through. I know.
Do you see Dark Shadows at night? Are you scared of Dark Shadows, Michelle?
No, I'm fine.
What are you scared of?
So, no. What I was surprised by was the lack of chemistry between Johnny Depp and Eva Green. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I mean,
she is really hot.
And he's super handsome. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. How can you not have
weird
attraction?
He's a little weird, no? He's a little... I see him as
a big spider, like all lengthy. I am not even
that. All right, next movie. So, Frankenweenie.
What are you eating, Michelle? What is that?
This is...
Is that booty?
Pirate's booty.
Ooh, booty.
Pirate's booty. For all you listeners.
Wait. So do you
It's the aged white cheddar.
You like booty? What kind of booty
Tharby
do you like?
Tharby good.
She likes aged white
Shiver
cheddar booty.
Shiver me timbers.
Is that like bubble booty or little booty? Cheddar. Maybe with two D's.
Yeah, Michelle, bubble. When you look at a guy and he turns around, do you look at his booty?
Or his back?
I definitely check out guys' butts.
I don't understand how people do
totally.
It. I don't see anything.
What, with a guy's butt?
Yeah. Like, women wear so many tight things that it's like, all right, I can see everything. You're showing me everything. Guys, I'm like, in jeans? I'm like, even women in jeans. I'm like, no, tighter the better. I don't know.
I can still tell.
You can still tell? All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe you you have woman vision.
Totally. I don't know. You have woman vision.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
It's just like you see it on, you can see the upper part when it's just hanging, like the fabric's hanging. And then when move, whoa, then you get to see the rest. You're like, yeah.
So much work.
All right. Three more movies, and we can end this podcast.
Dun, 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 dun.
Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh.
I've seen it.
Wait. Who are you again?
Edward Scissorhands. What does that mean to you, Dave?
Wait. As far as the music?
What does this mean to David? Yeah, he's been skipping himself.
I know. He's been
driving. What does everything else mean to you?
Yeah.
No. I mean,
you kind of skipped yourself.
I was going to talk about Edward Scissorhands.
But how about the other movies? You didn't really talk about the other movies.
I did. Corpse Bride, blah. And Dark Shadow, blah. Dark Planet of the Apes, blah.
You didn't like any of them. Okay. All right.
As far as soundtracks are concerned, I was okay with them.
Back to
Edward Scissorhands. Now, this is a fucking masterpiece, no?
Yes.
Right?
It's a great film. Yeah.
Great film, great music.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even close your eyes and play the entire movie. Just hearing the music, you can play the entire movie.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And that's
too.
Just so good. There's no repetitive anything. Like,
every
scene had unique music to it.
Yep.
All the way through.
You can hear the soundtrack and imagine everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was that's amazing. But the music to me, as far it's like, remember we used to make little short films as kids?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have Edward Scissorhands playing.
Was it Edward Scissorhands?
It was Edward Scissorhands that I was playing really loud as our soundtrack, as my dog Buffy will attack Horace and kill him.
We used to make Buffy the attack dog or what was
something. I forgot what it was called.
We used to make these other videos. Oh, look, I have Cream, and it's the wall walker? So we put the camera sideways.
Oh, no.
No.
In the doorway, and then we put Cream on. He'd fall to the floor and he's like, look, I'm walking on a wall.
What?
You don't remember Wall
I
Walker?
Don't remember it. What?
With David Warman.
That wasn't me, dude.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
It was him. It was him, me, and Warman.
No, it wasn't me. It was not me.
Because David goes, oh, look, here's a friend. Let me have you walk on the wall.
Oh.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't me. I wish I could remember this because I have no idea what it is.
I can't believe you don't remember this.
No. I remember it would be like Horace would walk into the house like, oh, hey, Buffy, my dog.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would just cut to a shot of my Cocker Spaniel going, And then it would cut back to Horace as a POV
of the dog.
Of the dog. And then Horace like, oh shit. And like the dog would chase him around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd be like, he'll land on the floor going, oh.
No, the dog would go, grr, or whatever. We'd make the sound effect. And then I would go, oh my God. And then the dog would chase me.
And it was like music from Edward Scissorhands.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
I just remember the Buffy and they would kill all our friends. We made so many of those stupid videos.
Wait, where did these videos
live? I think my mom still has them.
Oh,
somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I need
Jesus.
To find them.
Yeah,
all right,
do.
But Edward Scissorhands, okay. I mean, it's just a genius movie.
Yeah,
we all agree on that.
Yep.
Okay, next movie. Tim Burton's.
Yep.
I know, I'm trying to rush these.
Oh,
we
have
two more, okay?
We've already
been on for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. Oops.
Who is Michelle? Like, she's like, get on with this.
No. She was like,
I
wanted to talk more about.
No, we can talk about
what do
you
like
you
about. Wait, let's talk. Hey.
She wanted to talk more about
Edward Scissorhands. What do you think about Edward Scissorhands? Well, we didn't really talk about it. We're all like, yes.
We have to get through. We like it.
That's,
got it.
No, let's move on.
No,
then.
Let's talk about Edward. Okay, what do we like about it?
Winona Ryder?
What's your really favorite scene? Do you have a favorite scene?
Oh, fuck.
They actually played my favorite scene when they make the cookies and like the whole, you see.
Oh,
machine.
That's an amazing scene.
I just the music, though. The music was amazing for that scene.
Yeah.
It just, everything about it was just from the cookie engine.
I don't know. One of my favorite scenes is when she goes, what's the main actress?
Snow.
The mom. Yeah.
And she goes.
Diane Wiest.
Oh, is that her? Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, she's great.
And she goes up to the house to sell, whatever it's called.
Avon.
Is it?
Yeah, it was Avon.
Yeah. Avon Collins.
Yeah. And then she walks up to the rooftop and it's like, hello. And then you could see like Edward Scissorhands like being introduced for the first time.
Mm.
That is still like one of my favorite scenes. Like,
I
that,
like the one
that,
or how about the one in the bed when he doesn't know it's a water bed. He's just
oh my God,
that's
amazing.
Just how innocent he was.
Yeah. Oh God.
I want Scissorhands now.
Okay.
I'd cut things up. Hey, I like the way he cut bushes.
All right, we can move on to
wait
the next
right,
one.
No. Hold on. We got to backtrack here for a second. What the fuck was that, David?
About what?
David scratches his armpit and smells his fingers.
Oh, is that what I did?
He's like, he scratches his armpit and then he goes down. Comes back up and goes...
That is
what
really
were you doing?
Gross, Dave.
Was it sweaty?
I don't know. Is that sweaty? I just didn't know I was doing it.
Sure. He's like, oh, does it stink? Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
Here?
I have no idea. I didn't know.
I guess it was good because he doesn't remember, so it must have been good. Maybe it was like a just a check. It was like a okay, everything good.
It smells so good. Okay, so the next movie is gonna be Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh yeah, well what?
Okay, horse. We're gonna start with horse.
Okay.
No. Stop sniffing the microphone.
It smells new.
Horse. What does Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas mean to you, music-wise? And movie. Music, because it's a musical, so it goes together. So what does it mean to you?
This is my everything.
Yeah.
This is where,
talk about it.
This is what got me into claymation, got me into art school, doing no claymation.
No, but horse. Start from the beginning. Like, do you remember when you first saw it? Like,
I remember when I was born. I came out there, saw light, big pussy, and I came out. I was like, what the fuck is that? No. Yep, I remember seeing it. It was with my cousin Jacqueline, Michael, and her dad, Steve. Uh-huh. He took us.
No, but when you first saw it, were you like, this is good? Or
no,
you
I was just, this is the movie. Whatever. Basically, in life, this is what I'm going to do.
I mean, not a lot of people know, but Michelle doesn't know, I think. I don't know if she knows that much, but Horse is a Nightmare Before Christmas fanatic. He owns, nutcrackers for it. He owns paintings.
Porcelains.
He owns pictures. He owns porcelains. He owns...
underwear.
Actually, I don't have any... I did.
Yeah.
But it's one of those...
No, he has t-shirts.
I do collectibles.
Yeah, anything...
Like the Disney collectible, porcelains that come out. My mom and me actually collect them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's like a whole set. And I have a full, it's, six, seven, 8 grand now. And it's just every year they put something out and we try to buy it.
Yeah, so he
amazing.
Is a Nightmare Before Christmas fanatic.
Have you ever dressed?
No, I've never dressed.
The character
for
Halloween?
No.
I love the movie. I love the movie. That's
now,
it. I love the movie.
The thing is, Horace, when you got, so at this concert, Danny Elfman actually came out with the microphone and sang the songs tonight before Christmas. How did that make you feel tonight?
Yeah, I just liked it.
As far as watching it.
I liked it.
No, but what do you mean you liked it?
It was
come
just
on.
Fun to see him. I've sung the songs, you see the movie.
No, come on.
You see him come out and sing
what you were telling me when we were there is completely different what you're saying now.
Oh, what was I saying?
You were just like, I can't believe this is amazing.
Yeah,
I can't believe
Danny
I'm hearing
Elfman.
Him.
This
is everything.
Compared to my Pink Floyd. I love Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And if Pink Floyd would get back together, that was what I saw tonight. I saw Danny Elfman. It was all right, I've done it.
I mean, he's part of our childhood, right? Michelle, you've heard at least, you've heard Batman. You've heard...
No, but what about the movie that made everything
hand.
For you? How about that? This Nightmare Before Christmas made everything. It made me go to art school. It made me do... basically, it got me in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it all started from this movie because of Danny Elfman.
Now, Michelle, when you saw Nightmare Before Christmas, how did that make you feel? Or did you just see it and go, hey, that's a good movie? Or do you that's a good musical?
Or do you even remember it?
I do remember it.
Oh.
And I always, I liked the sensitivity of the main character.
Oh.
I thought that was interesting, for a young male character to be sensitive. I just liked that. I thought it was fun. And
I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just from a female perspective.
I just thought he was
perspective.
Being a pimp.
He's like, oh, that's what he does. He's nice to kids. He gets the girl. Gets to fuck
what?
Around with scientists.
All right. No, sorry.
All right. Sorry, I'm fresh.
That's okay. And I also liked the style of drawing. It was more, gothic and, than other animations I had seen.
Now, did it feel like it was Tim Burton at his most as far as the artwork is concerned? I know it wasn't directed by Tim Burton, but he wrote it and totally did.
It was his movie.
It was his movie still. I don't give a fuck what anyone fucking
I still think
says.
It was the best compared to Batman, everything. But it was very gothic. I see where you came.
All right, you could see the art and like the beautifulness of every set piece, as far as like, you know, Number for Christmas is concerned, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you, as far you've seen? I mean, you've seen only a few of the Tim Burton movies. Anyways, it doesn't matter because most of them are okay. But I mean, like, did you have a favorite as far as like remembering any of these type of movies?
If you take a look. Okay, no. Wait, out of everything you saw tonight, like, what imagery did you like the best? Just describe the imagery that you're like, you know what, this really stood out to me. Something about the music, something about this.
Well, I think I mentioned it before. I love the scene where Pee-wee's riding his bicycle with the
Tour de France.
Yeah, and I think it was just the color of the
scene. That whole movie, man.
No, really, and the music. And that was the music fantastic. For that scene, too. Like, I mean, that's how good that movie is, Michelle.
Yeah, it's good. I thought the music was exciting and the content was interesting and the way they colored it was beautiful. So, yeah. Probably that one.
Did you turn that fan back on?
Oh, whoops.
Turn it off. I've been hearing. I've been like, there's like a constant train coming by.
It was during intermission. Michelle got hot. She's like, hey, can we turn the fan on? So I said, okay.
She did not say that.
She did.
Did you say that, Michelle?
I'll take the bullet. I turned it on.
No wonder why. Dude, this whole time I've been like, why am I fucking hearing something?
Well, stop farting and burping. Right.
Fucking such a dick over here, man. Hey. Anyway, so as far as like Tim Burton Nightmare for Christmas for me, I mean, I always grown up loving classical music and musicals. But I remember growing up with musicals, and one of my favorite musicals was Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh, good one, yeah.
And Horace and I used to watch Phantom of the Opera. Oh, not watch. We used to listen to the soundtrack constantly.
That's how nerdy we were. Instead of listening to bands, we would listen to soundtracks.
No, but the thing
is, Star Wars.
We would listen to Metallica.
Ooh, yeah.
Master of Puppets.
That was my first album, the Black Album.
The Black Album was your
first
album?
Thanks to your brother, yep.
That's a good album.
Your brother's like, told me, nope, get him this. He'll like it.
But we'll mix it up. We were like, Metallica! Opera.
Yeah, or classical or something.
Yeah, Phantom of the Opera. And we're like, the Phantom of the Opera! You know, like, we were listening. We used to know every fucking word.
That's amazing.
Anywho. So
no, it isn't. That's nerdy.
We would actually
mute what we were watching on TV and try to sync things up. So we would just play random music and try to sync it up to fucking show. And these motherfuckers would videotape it.
Wow.
Yeah.
With John Paul, Speed Racer. Well, you guys just did
video. Me and John Michael.
John Michael would just talk, but we would just play music and try to sync it up to like whatever we were watching.
Wow.
So we would watch hours and hours of TV with this.
There's like lots of videotape of us as young kids. I recorded everything is like where we were growing up.
Even when I went poop. He's like, no, I got to get... I'm like, David, get out of the toilet. Just poop on me. I'm like, all right, if you're into this.
I know. We were like Texas, but we thought we were in Germany, you know.
Oh.
Schlitzweit.
Yeah. Poo-poo in the papa in the caca. Anyway, so...
David used to call it the potato. He's like, let the potato hit me.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so right. Tim Burton was something really good to me. We're going to stop that there. The last song they played tonight was Alice in the Wonderland. It was okay. I mean, I like the songs. Horse, did you like Alice in the Wonderland?
Potato.
Michelle, did you watch Alice in Wonderland?
I think I've seen parts of it.
I like the movie. I don't really remember the music.
It was... I like that song they played tonight because it's the only popular song.
Like, I remember watching the movie and thought it was good with the music.
But you don't like that actress.
She was okay in this.
The White Queen?
Oh, Anne Hathaway?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Anne Hathaway was really good in that movie.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was the way brilliant. She comes
down, just like all fucking, she, like a big stick up her ass.
No, that was
I'm
more,
a queen of queen.
That was like the most brilliant I've ever seen her in.
I'm stabbing. She looked like she had a big stick up her ass and a thick one.
And that is it.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah, they played one more song from Night Before Christmas with Danny Elfman singing, and that was it.
Michelle, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah.
We got 5 minutes to kill. Or my producer's saying 5 minutes.
Producer saying 5 minutes.
I think we skipped over one
big,
very important topic.
What was
Ooh.
It?
Oh.
Luis's future wife.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, we
right?
did. Oh, my God.
I mean...
The what violinist.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Violinist, if you're listening to this.
Oh, violinist.
Yeah. The violinist that played in Nightmare Before Christmas, I love you.
And
if you're listening
to
this.
It wasn't Nightmare Before Christmas.
Whatever. I don't care. I love you.
Okay,
she
so
was
talk to me.
So there's
Write
violinist. Hold on, let me look up her name.
It was
real
like
quick.
Part sparkly, part bondage wear.
Mm, I know. Part
right?
yum and all yum. Oh, gee. Yeah.
Yeah,
that outfit was.
She was hot.
She
I
was hot.
To, yeah, I have to admit.
Yeah.
But she wore it well, too.
She did.
Like, oh, and she owned it when she was, like, doing her... Ugh, stupid little girl.
Okay, so...
That's when
this violinist
say, good
who was
mm-hmm.
this
You're
small,
like,
tiny little...
Why didn't I get... Like, I should be that much younger so I can go after that.
Well, this violinist came out for a song, and she was, like, just rocking it out in front of the symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Sandy Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, no, where in the world is Sandy Carmen
Ooh.
Sandiego?
Ooh, let's play this hide and seek. Wait, what's her name, Sandy?
Sandy.
Let's play this hide and seek.
She's like, I'm hiding behind this rock, not the sandy yeah. beach.
I was just going to say, she goes to a different city and I go and find her. That's all. Make it romantic. Come on. Michelle, wouldn't that be romantic?
What?
She goes plays in another city and I come and meet her, find her. Surprise her.
No, she'll probably think it's really creepy.
No, we're like, she's into it. She's like, she knows I'm coming.
Wait, but how does she know you?
We met, like, at a party. She was, what's that word? What's that, the twirling word that you guys were using again? God damn it.
Ballet?
No, I know, but the twirly?
Oh, pirouette.
Yeah, she was doing that at a party and I met her.
Parquet?
Yeah, see? That's how we know each other.
Oh, my.
So we know each other from a while back. I actually know her from high school.
You used to pirouette together.
Or she was.
All right. So we have one more question before we end this podcast. We have to call our next neighbor.
Oh,
Arnold!
No.
Arnold!
What?
What did you think of Danny Elfman's music tonight, the symphony?
God damn it.
Come on in.
I think, no, Arnold's not here.
No, he's right there. I see him right there. Arnold, come here. Come here, Arnold. What did you think about Danny Elfman and his music tonight?
God damn it. Oh, wait. He's getting a drink. He's coming right
No,
back.
He's coming right here. He's right here. Come on. Arnold, come here. Talk
yes.
to the mic.
Yes, what do you want? I got work to do. I'm doing fucking taxes.
I know you're doing taxes and everything, but...
What you want, puny man?
I am puny. That's true.
Come on,
but,
talk to me. Pull off your pants.
So
let me see it.
Did you? You watched Danny Elfman's music with us, didn't you? Right?
I was right next to you.
Yeah.
What I was touching you. Don't you remember?
I do remember.
I had my finger up your butt.
I do remember that. I do.
Twirled it.
Yeah. Yes. It was twirled. Now, what did you think of tonight's symphony?
Yeah, I fucking liked it. I thought it was great. That little fucking girl, I could have put her on me.
Oh yeah? Did she look like a Mexican maid to you?
Kind of. And then we made a baby.
Oh.
But I was looking at Michelle the whole time.
At this moment, our equipment broke and we ended the podcast. Thank you.